Welcome to WITY Profile. Chad Baker with the host of folks from an insurance providers group with us today. We have Jessica Wilson, Caitlin Bott, and Jim Moore with us to talk once again about the annual enrollment period for Medicare going on right now through December 7th. And every year's got its hurdles, so we're going to talk a little bit about that here today. Folks, how are we doing today?
Great.
Oh, good.
All right. Who wants to chime in first? We've got the annual enrollment period for Medicare going on right now, and that is going on until December 7th. This is important. Why?
Well, because if you want to make a change, now would be the time to do it. October 15th through December 7th is the annual election period, and that's the time where you can make a change from a like plan to a different plan during this time for a 1-1 effective.
This comes around every year. There's about a 6-7 week period in which folks can do that, but it definitely has its hurdles. What are some of the hurdles this year? One I know that we talked about off air is the Health Alliance situation. That's going to have a lot of influx on that, but let's dive into that for folks that may be up in the air trying to figure out what they're trying to do.
There's been some wrong information out there, not necessarily wrong, and the time frame that Jessica just mentioned is correct, October 15th to December 7th. However, this year, because Health Alliance is closing, it creates what they call a special election period. That special election period starts December 8th. So those people, because we've had a lot of calls and we've set up appointments with people, and they say, well, I can't do that. I have to be in by the 7th. If you're on a Health Alliance plan, that's not the case. You can go until the end of the month, actually to the first of the year. However, they'll just put you back to original Medicare at that time if you haven't changed something. So that's why it's really important this year, is because a lot of people are going to lose their coverage at the end of the year, and they have some wrong information sometimes because I think people are telling them October 15th to December 7th, so they get kind of panicked.
And for them, obviously, they have to try to figure out what their plan is. And it's never always as easy as saying, hey, just put me on the same plan as you have last year anyway, because there are some of the changes that pop up. Mm-hmm. What are some of those changes typically? What are some of the things that in a normal year where you don't have a major provider of insurance closing up shop and sending all their folks elsewhere? What are some of the normal
things? Well, a few of the things that they need to watch for are especially the networks, because a lot of the plans are either PPOs or HMOs or point of service plans. So when they look at another plan and they may see, oh, this is a great plan, but if they don't look to see what doctors and hospitals they can use, they may have a problem first of the year. There is what they call an open enrollment period first of the year from January 1st to March 31st, at which time they could change that again if they wanted to. But that's usually the biggest issue that people don't see. They see ads on TV or whatever and they say, oh, I need this plan, but they need to check in a little further. Otherwise, sometimes the copays change. Sometimes some plans include some dental or vision or whatever, and those amounts change typically.
Coverage plans, whether or not their doctors or specialists are covered, the premiums are always probably a very hotbed topic, I'm going to guess. So very interesting. You guys will be buried with work here for a few weeks.
We're already there.
What is that like? Tell us, to kind of take us inside the cave, so to speak, of what you see on your end whenever this point in the year comes around.
It's a lot of anxiety building up. It's back-to-back client appointments into the evening, Monday through Saturday. Jim and I only get Sundays off through this. We game plan on what groceries we're going to bring in because we get very limited lunchtime to eat, and it needs to be something quick. And so it's a rough time, and we get through it somehow.
And I'm sure the mental health side of things, too, because there's a lot of not necessarily pleasant news that a lot of folks are getting from you, especially if premiums are going up or they're having to jump through certain hurdles to go see their desired providers. Nobody wants to have to necessarily move because of their health insurance, but we're not saying that that hasn't happened before.
Right. Well, we've done our research looking at different carriers and different plans and seeing what their networks are. When their client comes in, to be able to say, you know, we think this is the most comparable plan to the one that you've been on, you know, with Health Alliance, for example. So, I mean, we've been doing weeks of work preparing for this.
with Jim and Jessica focusing on the healthcare side, the Medicare side, that means Caitlin's got to absorb a lot of your regular insurance customers at this point in time. And what's that like for you, Caitlin?
I mean, home and auto rates, they're going up, unfortunately. But with Insurance Providers Group, we have multiple companies that we can look at. So that kind of gives us a little bit of a break, getting to try to find the best rate for each customer. We've been busy, but definitely not as busy as them. They are overloaded right now, like she said, back-to-back appointments. But yeah, when it comes to rates and whatnot, I mean, they aren't budging. But we have options. We have lots of options to look at. So,
and I think that's one of the pleasant things about IPG, Insurance Providers Group, is that you do have a lot of companies that you write for that you can pair together to find the correct coverage for each and every individual, whatever that might be, whether it might be a lower premium, whether it might be more of an extensive package. Having it all in one building, I think a lot of times, you know, folks just want it simplified, and getting that customer service all in one spot, which you guys provide great customer service. That's something that I don't want to undersell here, but it is so important nowadays, I think, where you have so many folks, I think, maybe do the online route, but they don't get the customer service that locally that they really desire, that you guys are able to help those folks out by just picking up a phone call or just making a trip across town.
Yeah, and we can compare for you. So we can look at your policy and we can compare it and see what you have and what is your best option. So
the expert comparison, because you're going to go through that plan with a fine-tooth comb, be like, well, did you see this?
Absolutely.
Because that might be something that trips up. And I know that's what's tripped up a lot of folks before. They maybe get in a plan where they feel like it's pretty good, but then all of a sudden that premium hits and they're like, well,
what am I paying for?
I'm paying out of pocket up until like $3,000, and that could really tax a person that's on a limited income.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we just take a look for you and compare things and see what we can do. So
what does bundling look like with you folks? I mean, we're in talking here about the Medicare stuff. We do know that there are a lot of folks that do have those limited budgets or maybe want to get everything in one spot. The ability to bundle either within one company or with several companies just under your umbrella, what's that like?
Home and auto, we can bundle. If you have an umbrella, we can bundle with the same company. But when it comes to health insurance, I mean, we're not able to. We're not able to bundle anything there. But yeah, absolutely. Home and auto, umbrella, we can definitely bundle those policies.
Yeah. But still customer service across the board.
Oh, yeah. You're still dealing with the same people here.
And, so. And there again, the same fine-tooth comb that you're going to go through with all the home and auto side you're going to go through over here with.
We're in the same building. We're right next to each other. So,
Chad, we were talking about that. We just had some clients in this morning, and they specifically came in because they said, we want to go someplace where we can come in and talk to somebody.
Yeah.
We don't want to do it long distance over the phone or online or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's important to people.
So you can talk to Jim and Jessica about life and health, and then you can talk to Caitlin or Pam for your home and auto.
Very good. You folks have ag insurance, farm coverage. You have Chad Hesterberg. He's not in your office, but he can come over and he can talk. And so there are the other lines of insurance that they may not necessarily be handled by any of you, but you have folks within the agency that can help that out.
Absolutely.
So that's important to know and important to point out here that IPG looking to make it simple for you. Tying up here, what are some other things that folks need to know about getting in to see you? Obviously, the earlier you can make an appointment, the better, because you're going to work to get in.
We've been talking about Medicare. We also handle the Affordable Care Act, which they call the Marketplace. Mm-hmm. And this year, that is all in Illinois. It's all gone to a thing called Get Covered Illinois.
Sure.
So they have their own market now. So we'll have to deal with them. But that starts November 1st, and will go actually till January 15th. But if you need a January 1st effective date, you got to be able to do that by December 15th.
And that's important to know, too, because I know so many folks right now are wondering how that's going to be affected.
Right. At this point, they don't even know what subsidies are. You know, the federal Congress is trying to determine whether they're going to allow subsidies or what kind of subsidies they're going to be given.
Yeah. It's just a wait and see here. But it's always a slippery slope with trying to manage and get what you need with a timeline anyway. You put that time stamp on there and be like, oh, it has to be done by this date. Well, and it's a busy time of year for folks anyway. Get that appointment as early as you can. For folks that want to get lined up and get an appointment with IPG, what's the best way to do that?
to give Betty a call at our office at 217-442-6500.
Betty right now being the central nervous system for everything that you guys are doing.
For Jim and I, yes.
For Jim and you, definitely. So make sure that you get in to talk with Jessica or Jim. And if it's auto or property, make sure that you also tag an appointment with Caitlin while you're there. They have that annual enrollment period for Medicare up until December 7th. If you're a Health Alliance member, a little bit of a grace period there. But make sure to get that lined out with IPG while you have the time. Jessica Wilson, Caitlin. But Jim Moore, always a pleasure talking with you folks from Insurance Providers Group. Thanks, and have as calm of a period as you can. Best of luck with it, and definitely have a happy holidays on the flip side.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate it.
That's been WITY Profile. I'm Chad Baker.